What we're doing as Department of Defense is we're responding as part of the federal support package, assisting the federal coordinating officer and other federal, state, and local agencies in their response to the incident. Obviously, this was a potentially a disaster of significant scale, and when there were needs that were unmet at the state and local level or a capability that they didn't have, we helped bring in that capability. Specifically in this incident, we brought in a package of helicopters to support the response effort. We also provided an installation, specifically Grand Forks Air Force Base, as a federal staging area for commodities that the federal government brought in to respond to the incident. We based and staged helicopters out of the installation. We staged equipment in support of the Army Corps of Engineers and their response. And we also provide a lodging for our other federal partners and National Guard personnel. And one thing that was advantageous is because of the geographic location of Grand Forks Air Force Base to the incident location, it provided a great location to provide that support.
And did you also provide personnel?
We also did provide personnel, yes. We have an element that's co-located with the Federal Emergency Management Agency. We're coordinating the federal response. And we're co-located with the State Emergency Operations Center to ensure that the federal and state response are linked. We had a presence of some officers out at Grand Forks Air Force Base to help coordinate between the installation and the various organizations bringing assets there to stage in support of the incident.
So does FEMA then request the aid? Do you see a need for aid and then offer it? How does that work?
Well, what happens, obviously, is that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has a lead in this response. And as part of that, what they do is they activate various emergency support functions, and they activate the Department of Defense if there is an anticipated need or requirement for DOD to provide support. So we're activated by FEMA.
And how often does this, do you guys actually step in and help folks? Is this unusual or is this fairly common in disasters of this kind?
This is actually fairly common. And it's illustrative of the tremendous teamwork between Federal Emergency Management Agency, our other federal partners, and DOD working as part of that federal support package.
And this sort of comes after the president declares an emergency or declares a disaster, right? That would
yes
be sort of the...
Yes and no. Prior to the actual declaration of the disaster by the president, FEMA normally will bring out an advance element in an anticipatory role. And when the federal declaration is made and there is a DOD requirement, we're part of that federal support package.
Tell me a bit about what you saw. Were you out there yourself?
Yes, I was. And obviously there was flooding of significant levels all along the Red River Valley on the eastern border of North Dakota. There was a tremendous effort made both by the local, state, and federal organizations to increase the dike and levees out there to protect the populace. Obviously, a challenging situation given the weather here in the northern regions of our country. So floodwaters are rising, snowstorms are coming in, and just an absolute tremendous effort by the great folks of North Dakota and the whole federal, state, and local.
It just seemed like we were just about waiting for the plague to arrive. And, I mean, it just how many things can happen all at once?
Yes, well, you know, it goes back to don't mess with Mother Nature, I guess.
Yeah, right.
But it just, like I said, an absolute great response, well coordinated. Can't say enough about the federal, state, and local interaction to come up with a unified response that best serves our great Americans out there in the state of North Dakota.
You know, I got to say that in the wake of things like Hurricane Katrina, that is one of the things that people were really concerned about, is ensuring that you had that communication and everybody able to be on the same page and work together. And in this case, it sounds like from where you sit, it worked.
Yes, we've made great strides as a nation since the Katrina incident. And part of that is from a DOD perspective is we've positioned folks like myself in each of the 10 geographic FEMA regions on a full-time basis so that we can be there in the region, we can develop the relations that are absolutely critical when an incident like this happens. We understand the situation, we understand the relationships, we understand the capabilities and limitations, and we can better anticipate what requirements might be needed so that we can be there when that requirement is needed.
And that's exactly what I wanted to ask about. What kind of systems do you have in place, either personally or IT systems, that enable you to coordinate with FEMA, with federal, with other federal organizations, with the state and locals?
There's a plethora of IT systems that allow the communications to happen electronically, telephonically, or whatever. The key thing, though, really is the relationships. We're a full-time presence within the region. Specifically in this region, I have responsibility for the state of North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, and Montana, so that we all know each other. We
right.
know the other federal partners.
And do you practice this on some level? Do you go through drills to ensure that those relationships work? The relationships can have relationships, but then the crisis comes and those relationships can sort of be pressed in very different ways.
Yes, we do. We participate in select state and federal exercise or national level exercises. A tremendous thing that was beneficial for us in our region was we had a certification exercise for our own organization, and we brought in other federal partners, other state and local partners as role players, so that we developed that relationship in concert with the exercise, and it tremendously improved our understanding of processes, needs, requirements, and understanding between the organizations and entities.
And finally, are you able to stand down? Is this disaster over, or are you still working in it?
This will be a continuing challenge. Right now, the river levels are receding and anticipated to rise again. And we're demobilizing select assets, obviously on a short leash, so that should those assets be needed again, we'll anticipate and respond on short notice to once again be there for the state of North Dakota and its population.